Richardson stepping in. Bill Mondo has a record of 6-9. And he'll be opposed by Jim Bouton, whose record is 4-7. Mondo Kett, the leading Red Sox pitcher the last 5 years. He's into the windup. The right-hander delivers to Richardson. The first pitch is hit high in the air. This could be a repeat of yesterday, and it's off the wall, way up there. Bobby has to stop with a long single. Lee Thomas made a fine recovery, and we almost had a repeat of a situation that developed yesterday when Jim Lonnberg threw that pitch to Richardson to start the ball game, and he sparked it into the screen for a home run. This one, though, becomes a long single. I'll tell you, that had the fans buzzing here at Fenway Park. Mambo Kett, first pitch of the ball game, off the wall for a single. Now here's Tony Kubek. Kubek takes the ball. Richardson batting at 275. Boy, he's had a hot bat. One home run, 24 RBIs. He's at first base. Here's Tony Kubek hitting at 204 with two homers and 21 RBIs. The right-hander against the left-hander. Mondo Kett, the right-hand pitcher. Kubek batting left-handed, as he does always. Hits the first pitch down in the center field for a base hit. Mancia has it, and Richardson has got to hold it second. That ball was hit so hard to make it impossible for Bobby to move to third. So, three pitches in the ball game. The Yankees have runners at first and second, nobody out, and the batter will be Tommy Tredd. Red, we had quite a three-game show with Mel Parnell and Pete Runnels, who played here in Fenway Park, about that left field wall, and Bobby Richardson tattooed it the first time around. Did they have any significant remarks?
Yes, Jerry, I think you've heard them all. One, the pitchers in this park have got to keep the pitches down because Mondo Kett got one up high on them.
That he did, and Bobby got it up high. Okay, here's Tommy Tredd batting at 282, 12 home runs, 36 RBIs, leads the Yankees in just about every offensive department. The pitch to Tredd is an attempted bunt that's fouled back on a screen, strike one. Tom was not really bunting to sacrifice the runners along. He was trying to beat out a hit. Now, Cassetti has something to flash to Tredd. Strike one, the count to Tommy. Elston Howard in the on deck circle. Ball game just getting underway. First two Yankees, Richardson and Kubek, on with singles. Mambo Kett sets. Here's the pitch to Tredd. This one is fouled back on the screen, strike two. Tredd has a five-game hitting streak on the line. Kubek came into the ballgame with a six-game streak. Now he's run out to seven. Boyer leads the Yankees in that department with 10. Those three Yankees are moving along with hot bats. In fact, the Yankees generally here in this series have picked up the hitting tremendously. 16 runs the first night, 6 yesterday. Trice the switch hitter, batting left-handed. The runners lead off. The pitch to Tommy is hit high in the air, and a fairly shallow center coming on as Mancia, and on the run, he catches him on a nice play. On the dead run, about knee-high, Mancia takes one away from Tommy Tredd. That ball, for a moment, looked like it might drop. So there's one away, and now coming on, Ellie Howard. That 15-12 lifetime. One of the few pitchers to have a lifetime edge on the Yankee ball club. Elston Howard batting at 215. Three home runs, 17 RBIs. He's had two in the last 2 days. Home runs, that is. Ellie takes high and outside. It's ball one. Well, one away. Bobby Richardson at second. Tony Kubek at first. Defensively for the Red Sox, Tillman is catching. Tony Horton at first, Chuck Schilling at second, Ed Brisseau at short, Dalton Jones at third. In the outfield, Lee Thomas in left, Mancia in center, and Conigliaro in right. Mambo Kett sets. Here's the next one to Howard. In there, strike call, 1-1. Red Sox having a difficult time with their outfield. Yastrzemski out of the starting lineup, their best hitter and their regular left fielder. And Lenny Green, injured. Gary Geiger, with broken bones in his hand, also out. So they've been crippled in the outfield as of right now. Here's the next pitch to Howard, fouled back on the screen. One ball, two strikes. Right now, Billy Herman, manager of the Red Sox, has had to play his regular first baseman, Lee Thomas, in left, and his regular second baseman, Mantilla, in center. One ball, two strikes, Ellie Howard, Richardson and Kubek moving off the bases. Here's a pitch by Mambo Kett. There's a high drive to center field, not deep. Mantilla, with the glasses down, gets under it easily and takes it. Bobby tags up just to draw the throw and then goes back to second base. So two down as the runners hold at first and second, and now here's Joe Pepitone. Pepitone hitting at 267, eight home runs and 34 RBIs. Now there's an exchange of baseballs as Pepitone waits for the plate umpire, John Rice, to check it out, and then it puts it back to Bill Monboquette. Well, we've got a definite Boston flavor here in our old-timers' acceptances, which we'll give to you in just a moment. You'll see right now while Monboquette gets ready, Joe Cronin, Bobby Doerr, and Jimmy Fox have all accepted invitations for the old-timers' day, July the 31st. That's the stadium. Pepitone takes a fastball outside and it's ball one. Don't forget, Saturday, July the 31st, Old Timers Day at the stadium. And the opposition, the Cleveland Indians. Hottest ball club in either league right now. They've won 18 of 22. Bill Cronin, who was the Sporting News Player of the Year in 1930. Bobby Doerr, the Sporting News Player of the Year in 44. And Jimmy Fox, the MVP in 32, 33, and 38. Well, he's got a few statistics besides that. Batting camp in 33 and 38. Mambo Kett to Pepitone. A drive down the right field line. Base hit. It's in there. Here comes Richardson. Kubek coming around third, but is being held up by Frank Cassetti. And going into second base is Pepitone. So the Yankees have a 1-0 lead. Pepitone a double down the right field line. And that's RBI number 35 for Joe. One behind the team leader, Tommy Tresh. Third hit off Mambo Kett. Yankees 1, Red Sox nothing, top of the first. Hector Lopez, sixth batter in the Yankee lineup, coming on, batting at 234 with four homers and 17 RBIs. Now Mambo Kett wants another baseball. So the switch is made. Pepitone at second base. Kubek at third. Shootout. Top of the first. Yanks one, Red Sox nothing. Bill Mambo Kett into his windup now. The pitch to Hector is a strike called on the outside corner. Yankees will be heading for Detroit right after the ball game. Got a doubleheader there tomorrow. They'll be there 4 days. They've got five ball games in 4 days, and then on to Minnesota for a weekend set, and then the All-Star break. So 10 big ball games facing the Yankees between now and the All-Star break. Here's the one-strike pitch to Hector. Fouled off, and the count is no balls, two strikes. Well, that ball just shot back there. They have the stands fairly low here and close to the playing field, so that foul balls, when they go in there, they go in a hurry. And I do not advise spectators sitting in the lower areas to take their eye off the ball. Beautiful day, July the 4th, 1965. The next one to Hector Lopez on the ground, in the hole, base hit. Kubek is in. Here comes Pepitone. He'll score. And the Yankees are ahead 3-0. Hector Lopez, a two RBI single puts the Yankees out front 3-0. Fourth hit off Bill Mongo's catch. The batter now, Roger Rapoz, hitting at 273. He's 3-for-11. Two home runs and 6 RBI. And the Red Sox bullpen is in action right now as Mongo Kett running into trouble here in the top of the first. Jay Ritchie, right-hander. He's made the last two ball games. So Mongo Kett in big trouble here in the first inning. Roger Rapoz. He was 0-for-4 yesterday. Here's the pitch to Roger. Check swing fly into the stands. Out of play, strike one. Roger literally carried the Yankees in that ball game here on Friday night when he drove in 4 runs. Sparked the first rally and a 3-run homer. Wound it up. Yankees way out front at 8-0, and then they went on to get 8 more. All right, Hector moving off first. Here's the next pitch to Rapoz. It's in there for a strike. No ball, 2 strikes. Rapoz just recently called up from Toledo, where he was batting an even 300 at the time of his recall. Six feet 3 inches, 195 pounds. Hails from the state of Washington. Wears the number 43 on his uniform. Straight up stands. The pitch by Mongo Kett backs him off the plate. Ball 1, strike 2. Boyer in the on-deck circle. They do not play Rapoz to pull right now. Mantilla in center, just a shade to the right of second base. Dalton Jones at third has moved in, even with the bag, and gives Rapoz about 15 feet of the line. Okay, Mongo Kett again gets the sign from Tillman. Set, delivers, and Rapoz swings and misses, strike 3. First strikeout for Mongo Kett. And for the Yankees in the first inning, 3 runs on 4 hits, 1 man left. Score after a half inning of play. The Yanks 3, Red Sox coming to bat. Okay, we move into the bottom of the first inning. Jim Bouton on the mound for the Yankees. Yankees lead 3-0. So Bouton has been presented with a nice cushion. And the only thing we've got going right now in either the American or the National, Detroit failed to score in the top of the first inning playing the Senators, and Cincinnati failed to score in the top of the first playing the Phillies. The Phillies had a little extracurricular activity over there the other day. Here's the first batter facing Bout. It's Chuck Schilling. Schilling, second baseman, batting at 292. 3 home runs and 7 RBI. Fouls the next pitch off. No balls, 2 strikes. Yesterday in Philadelphia, Frank Thomas and Richie Allen, National League leading hitter, ended up in a brawl before the game started. So those things happen in the heat of battle sometimes. All right, Bouton into the windup. The pitch to Schilling is a curve that's low, and it's ball 1. Now the wind seems to have shifted a little bit toward that left field wall out there. Blowing in as the game started. Bouton again, the 1-2 pitch. There's a drive to right field, high in the air. Hector Lopez moving toward the line. Got to go. One hands it. The wind stopped that ball, and Hector almost let it get away, but finally caught up to it. That ball was slicing and was being held up by the wind. So there's one out. That'll bring up Dalton Jones. You know, the Red Sox have got some pretty young ball players in the lineup today. Dalton Jones is 21. He's playing third. Tony Horton is 20. He's at first. And Conigliaro, the right fielder, is only 20. There's the first pitch by Bouton to the left-handed hitting Dalton Jones. It's low and it's ball 1. Jones batting at 292. There's a drive to right field. Hard hit. Lopez backs up this time and takes it. 2 down. Tony Hart now. 20-year-old right-hand hitter, power hitter.
Boy, he's a big guy. He's got the chubby cheek.
Two outs, nobody on. Bound ready. Delivers a curve that's in there to Tony Hart. Strike one. Bowden is really moving right along. Not taking any time. Gets the sign from Howard. Here's the next run. The big changeup outside. 1-1. The one strike pitch to Hart. Uh-oh. A high drive. That curving foul. Way over that left field fence. And he hit it. Got a hold of that one and drove it foul about 20 feet over the fence. Now Bowden ready. One ball, two strikes to Tony Hart. Two out, nobody on. The pitch, the changeup is low. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the first. Yankees 3, Red Sox nothing. Borton batting at 271. He's got one home run and six RBIs. There's a drive to left. That ball should make the wall. It does. Well up there. Dress grabs it, and Horton is held to a single. So Tony Horton tattoos the left field wall for a base hit. First hit off bounce. And now here's Felix Mantilla. Mantilla, the American League starting second baseman in the All-Star game, batting at 324. 12 home runs. He leads the American League in RBIs with 58. Bounce sets, delivers, and it's outside. Ball one. Bowden again set. Check short. The pitch to Mantilla. Ball two. 2-0 the count. Now Jim takes his time just a little bit. Set, delivers, and it's outside. 3-0 the count to Mantilla. Bounding again to Mantilla. Ball four, and he walks him. The Red Sox have runners at first and second with two out, and the batter now is Lee Thomas. Thomas hitting at 273, 13 homers, 38 RBIs. A single by Horton, a walk by Mantilla. Red Sox with runners at first and second. Lee Thomas the batter, the left-handed hitter against the right-handed pitching Jim Bowden. Yanks lead 3-0. Here's Bowden's first pitch. It's a curve in there, strike one. Bottom of the first inning. Well, the National League came up with its all-star starting lineup today. Those of you who may not have seen it, we'll give it to you in just a moment. Bowden sets again. The runners move off the pitch to Thomas. A loud foul way down the right field line. Strike two. Starting lineup for the National League. Game to be played in Minnesota on July the 13th. Corey's the catcher from the Braves. Banks of the Cubs is at first. Rose of Cincinnati at second. Wills of the Dodgers at short. Allen of the Phillies at third. In the outfield, Aaron, Mays, and Stargell. Aaron of the Braves, Mays of the Giants, Stargell of the Pirates. All right, Bowden. Two-strike pitch. Back Thomas off the plate. One ball, two strikes. Lee Thomas and Lou Clinton were exchanged even up between the Angels and the Red Sox the middle of last year. And Thomas has been a real beauty for the Red Sox ever since. Done a whale of a job. Mountain ready. The pitch, the big changeup is slapped into left center. Long run for repose and stretch, and nobody can get it. That a minute for you. That ball was just a looping fly ball in the gap in left center. Repose on the run and Stretch on the run. Both went for it. Both stretched for it. Neither got to it, and the ball bounced between the both of them toward the wall. That allowed Mantilla to come all the way from first to score. So it's the Yankees 3, the Red Sox 2, and here's Conigliaro, who takes a strike. Tony C, batting at 260, 15 homers. 36 RBIs, and that is RBI number 39 and 40 for Lee Thomas. A slow hopper down the third base side foul. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Oh, we got one going. Did Ronald have anything to say as far as the hitting was concerned about that wall rest? Might help a batter up here.
Well, Jerry, he had a great deal to say, and so did Parnell. In fact, Armed Forces Radio very often takes the soundtrack from our pre- and post-game shows, and I'm sure they'll take this because there was so much good talk about that wall. We'll try and get some of it in later.
Okay. Two strikes to count to Tony C. Thomas at second base. A fastball inside as Conigliaro bounces out of the way. It's 1-2. Many years, that's been the big story here in Fenway Park. The big green monster in left field. And a big article on Sports Illustrated on it a few weeks ago. Pitch to Tony C is low and in the dirt. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Yanks 3, Red Sox 2. Again, ready. Set, delivers, foul behind the plate. Count remains at 2-2. Hal Renneff is throwing in the Yankee bullpen. Yankees came up with three runs in the first off Bill Mombochette. Now the Red Sox countered with two off Jim Bouton. Getting the sign from Elston Howard. Thomas moving off second. The pitch to Conigliaro. The big changeup. He swings and misses. Strike three. He went after that big balloon. So for the Red Sox, here in the bottom of the first, two runs, two hits, one left, and the score after one full inning of play, Yankees 3, Red Sox 2.
Camel's real taste. Satisfies longer.
Camel's real taste satisfies longer.
Camel's real taste satisfies longer. The best taste you can get. You get tobacco taste.
Tobacco taste.
So rich and rare.
So rich and rare.
A real taste.
A real taste.
That's really there. No bad, no fancy stuff. Real flavor with every puff.
Tobacco taste so rich and rare.
A real taste that's really there.
The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
They get with Camel and try a real smoke. Have a Camel cigarette.
Let's pause right now for station identification.
Your attention, please. You are tuned to Yankee Baseball over WOKO Radio, Albany, New York. Thank you.
Cleve Boyer coming on, top of the second inning. Yanks 3, Red Sox 2. Mambo catch first pitch to Boyer is a fastball on the outside corner, strike one. Boyer moving that average up there, batting at 249 as the game gets underway. 7 homers, 25 RBIs. Mambo get again to Cleve Boyer. Swings and misses, strike two. No balls, two strikes to Cleve Boyer. Yankees have won 10 of their last 13. They've got a big five-game set with the Tigers coming up, and then four games with the Minnesota Twins. Two-strike pitch to Boyer's outside. One ball, two strikes. Yankees will be back at the stadium on July the 15th against the Washington Senators. Here's the next one to Boyer. Hit on the ground, a right field base hit. A high fastball just slapped on the ground between Schilling and Horst, and Boyer's got himself another base hit. Boy, that's the way it goes when you got the hat bat, and that is the 11th straight game that Boyer has hit in. He's got an 11-game streak going. All right, here's Jim Bouton. Bouton, 3 for 28, batting at .107. Mambo catch pitch to Bouton is bunted toward first. Horton up with it, starts to go to second, changes his mind, and flips the Schilling at first. So a good sacrifice for Bouton. Moves Boyer to second base, the play going from 3-4. And now here's Bobby Richardson. Red?
Jerry, we've got a little hole here because the catch is out of command. This is 4th of July, and I know that this is a very particularly sensitive date to you. You're 2 times in the Marine Corps as quite a pilot. And I thought that we'd think about something. And we'd ask our audience to think about it, see if they can come up with it, and we'll ask it in the second inning. How many places in the United States is our flag flown 24 hours a day? And how many by custom, and how many by sanction?
Bobby Richardson coming on. The pitch to Bobby is in there for a strike. And Bill Mambo jumped a foot when he let that ball go because it was right down the pipe. Well, Dino won.
Well, our engineer, Joe Cooper, ought to know one. He's setting a naval boat off of it long enough.
All right, Richardson with a one-strike count. Boyer at second, one away. Mambo catch, curveball is outside. 1-1. One ball, one strike. One away. Boyer at second base. Yanks 3, Red Sox 2. Yankees have 5 hits, the Sox 2. Now Mambo catch says something to Chuck Schilling. Schilling at second base moved in. Now he's going back to his regular defensive position. Sometimes a pitcher will place an infielder, depending on where he wants to pitch him. Fastball's outside and low. 2 balls and a strike. 2-1 to count. Top of the second inning, and now Mambo Kett and Schilling are discussing something. Looks like Chuck now takes 2 steps to his right. Mambo Kett has been pitching Richardson outside. First, this could be a decoy now. All right, the 2-1 pitch to Bobby. A curve. It's outside again. 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. What Mambo Kett wanted to do is Schilling with Richardson, a straightaway hitter. He wanted to get him over in the hole between first and second. Bobby will slap the ball out there, as Boyer did, to get on. So Schilling now is where Mambo Kett would like him to be, and now Mambo Kett is a happier pitcher. All right, the 3-1 pitch on the way to Bobby. A ground ball to Dalton Jones at third. Nice play on a tough hop to flip to first. There goes Boyer to third, and it's a double play. top of the second. No runs on one hit, nobody left, and the score after one and a half, Yanks 3, Red Sox 2. Okay, we move into the bottom of the second inning. Ed Pursue, the shortstop, is coming on. And to that question posed to us by Mr. Red Barber, we're going to let him give the answer to you at the end of this inning.
Well, I did a little research, Jerry, when we were in Baltimore. And that might give a little hint.
I just see you're in the right place. All right, here's Ed Pursue, the shortstop. Yanks 3, Red Sox 2. Take the ball low. Ball 1. Mountain for the Yankees, Mon Boquet for the Sox. Pursue batting at 224, 5 homers, 14 RBIs. Mountain again to Pursue. Outside this time, 2-0.
Jerry, I think we ought to explain that our radio man from the Navy and for our broadcast, Joe Cooper, wants to know about this pertaining to naval ships at sea. We say no.
There's a drive in the left field, base hit. A sharp line drive between Boyer and Kubek. And Pursue is on with a single here to lead off the second inning for the Sox. Sadly, Ed Pursue, who has his master's degree, plans on becoming a coach in California on his retirement. He said his retirement will depend entirely on how quickly Rico Petrocelli comes along. And that's the way of this game. Youth moves the old-timers aside. Bob Tillman fouls one off Elson Howard's leg, and it's strike one. Yankees 3, Red Sox 2, bottom of the second inning. Bob Tillman, 28-year-old catcher, batting at 217, 5 home runs and 21 RBIs. Pursue moving off first. The pitch to Tillman is a curve down and low. Ball one. 1-2 the count. These Red Sox have been reeling and stumbling. They have really had some tough times of it. Their ace reliever, Dick Raddatz, having an off season. A lot of key injuries to key personnel. Pitch is a slow grounder. Pepitone has it. Over to Kubek for the force of second base. No chance to go back to first to get Tillman. And there's one away as Pursue is forced to second by Bob Tillman. Play goes from 3-6. It's actually a very close play at second base. Ball is hit right on the end of the bat. Scores the second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Pepitone cuts in front, has time to get to it, and flips to Kubek. So they're one out. Here's Bill Mon Boquet. Mon Boquet batting at .094, 3-32. Right-hand batter, right-hand pitcher facing the right-handed slant of Jim Bowden. Boyer moving way in, looking for a possible button. There it is. It's fouled back on the screen. So Billy Herman wants his pitcher to move the man along. And he's going to leave it up to Chuck Schilling to drive him in the event that he can move the man to second base on the sacrifice. Yanks 3, Red Sox 2. Bottom of the second. Here's Boyer way in. Mon Boquet hits a high bunt. One hop in front of the mound. Boyer has it over to Richardson. Nobody was covering third, and Kubek had to leave second base to move over there. So it's a good sacrifice for Bill Mon Boquet. Play went from 5-4. Two outs. Tillman at second base, and the batter now Chuck Schilling, who flied to right in the first. Tillman, the catcher, moving off second. The pitch to Schilling at second base is low and outside, ball one. Chuck Schilling, with the Red Sox, 5 years. Hails from the New York area and Long Island. Bouncing again to Schilling, a fastball in there this time, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And a lot of white, billowy clouds floating across the landscape here. Now Bowden sets again. The next one to Schilling. A ground ball. Kubek to his left. Stops it behind the bag. Throw to first. Not in time. Hits up Schilling. gone to Howard. And for the Red Sox, they're in the bottom of the second. No runs. Two hits. One man left. The score after two full innings of play. Yankees 3 and the Red Sox 2. Now, Mr. Barber, I'm going to turn the microphone over to you, and I think we're all going to be educated just a little bit.
Well, I don't know, but I got curious, Jerry, when we were at Baltimore on this beginning of this trip, and I figured that the one place to find out where our flag flies 24 hours a day was to go out to Fort McHenry. The first time I had gotten the idea about our flag flying someplace 24 hours a day was when I stood at daybreak on the top of Mount Cotabato when I was out at Iwo Jima on a USO tour. And the commanding officer told me that the flag there flew 24 hours a day, and he told me how often they had to replace it because the wind would tear it into shreds. Well, Fort McHenry, of course, is the place where Francis Scott Key, during the bombardment, wrote the words to the South Bangor Banner. Not the music, but the words. And so our flag, by sanction, flies there 24 hours a day, and also it flies in Baltimore at the Mary Pickles Guild's home, which is known as Flag House in Baltimore, which is the home of Mary Pickles Guild, who, with some other ladies, made that flag that Francis Scott Key wrote about. So there's two places in Baltimore. The third place that the flag flies by sanction is at the Iwo Jima War Memorial at Arlington National Cemetery. But by a house rule, the flag flies 24 hours a day over Congress. It flies by sanction, by custom at Iwo Jima, by custom over the Arizona at Pearl Harbor, by custom over a dormitory at Gettysburg College, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. That dormitory was used as a hospital during the Civil War. By custom at the town square at Taos, New Mexico, where Kit Carson climbed the flagpole and nailed the flag up there so nobody could take it down, even if they lost the scrimmage. And at the War Memorial in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Well, I've just been educated, Red.
Well, I was educated, Jerry, and I think it's an education that we all should think about more often than just one day a year.
Say so. Tony Kubek is the batter, and right now he has a two-ball, no-strike count as we move into the top of the third inning with the Yankees leading 3-2. Two balls, no strikes. Top of the third. Next one to Kubek. It's line to right field, base hit, and Tony is starting to wield that hot bat. He's been plagued with that bad left shoulder most of the season. And suddenly now it looks as though Tony has a healthy left shoulder because he's been popping the ball. That's his second hit of this ball game. He singled to center field and scored a run in the first. Opens the third with a single to right. Now here's Tommy Kretsch, who flies to center in the first inning. The sixth hit off Mon Boquette. Bill Mon Boquette, the right-hander, set. The pitch to Kretsch is outside, ball one. Kubek with a false start at first base, trying to upset the catcher. Be amazed what that'll do to a catcher when he sees that runner take that one quick step. He just starts to bounce. He'll come up throwing sometimes. Mon Boquette again, the right-hander set. Pitch to Kretsch, long drive foul down the right field side over the roof. Well hit way out in front of the ball was Tommy Kretsch. Mon Boquette seems to be using a lot of breaking stuff today. He's got a good fastball when he's right, but he's been throwing a lot of breaking stuff. Slow curveball. All right, Kubek moving off first. Slow over there. Has him back. Tony Horst, young first baseman, puts an extra tag on Kubek, just to be sure. Now we're set as Mon Boquette gets the ball. The next one to Kretsch is a curveball low. Two balls, one strike. Yankees 3, Red Sox 2, top of the third. Mavocet sets a 2-1 pitch to Kretsch. It's hit softly into right field. Coming on is Conigliaro and gets under it and takes it. And took it as though he might not get a hold of it. That ball almost landed on the ground before he got to it. Looked like he had it, then he had to take two quick steps to come up with the ball. Well, that gave the fans here a thrill. Now here's Elston Howard, who flies to center field in the first inning. Ellie 0-1. hits the first pitch foul out of play, and it's strike one. They've been pitching Howard high and outside, which can be a dangerous thing in this park if he's strong enough to pull the ball. Three gently blowing in from center field, not too strong. Here's Mambo Kett. Set. Pitch daily. Strike caught the outside corner. No balls, two strikes. One away. Kubek with the leadoff single is at first base. Mambo Kett again. Set. The next pitch to Howard. Check swing foul back on the screen. That ball looked like it might have hit Howard in the knee. He kind of turned around and got his bat down there, and it just sliced off it back on the screen. So the count remains at nothing and two to Elston Howard. Mambo Kett with a sign from Tillman. The right-hander sets. Here's the next one to Howard. Swings and misses on a fastball on the letter. Strike three. That's strikeout number two for Mambo Kett. Yeah, good stuff on that one. And here's Joe Pepitone. Pepitone lofted the double into left center to score Richardson at Kubek. Take that back. He lost at a double in the left center to score Richardson. Lopez scored Kubek and Pepitone a little later. Now Mambo Kett sets and then steps off the rubber. Wants a little more rotten. Two outs. Kubek at first base. Yanks three. Red Sox two. Mambo Kett delivers to Pepitone in there, and it's a strike. Bill Mambo Kett moving to that fastball. He's effective with it. He's got a good curve, but not when he uses it too often. Sometimes the pitcher falls in love with a certain pitch, and he gets tattooed pretty good before he finds out that it's not the one he ought to use most. There's a fastball and misses outside. It's one and one. One ball, one strike. Frank Pacetti coaching at third base. Vern Benson at first for the Yankees. Late umpires, John Rice at first. It's Bill Valentine. Second base, Bill McKinley at third. It's Hank Soar. Mambo Kett again. The pitch to Pepitone just misses outside. Two balls, one strike. Gets the sign. Here's the next one to Pepitone. This is outside again. It's 3-1. So Mambo Kett fishing for that outside corner. Missed it on three occasions. And it's a 3-1 count to Joe Pepitone. Tony Kubek at first base may be on the move. Let's see how Johnny Keene plays it. Yankees lead 3-2, top of the third. Kubek with the lead at first. And a throw over there, as Mambo Kett has something of the same thing in mind.
All right, Kubek again with the lead as Mambo Kett steps off the rubber. Now he's back on. There goes Tony. The pitch is Pepitone is hit high in the air to straight center field. And Tia getting under it with a glassy down. And the side is inside. Leadoff single by Kubek went away. Boy, the Yankees no runs on one hit, one left. And the score after 2.5, New York 3 and Boston 2. So we move into the bottom of the third inning. Dawn Jones, young third baseman, coming on. He'll bounce on the mound. 3-2 ball game. Yankees out front. And here's Red Barber. Red? Okay, Jerry. And the young left-hand hitting fielder, now it's third. Jones bunts and fouls the first pitch back. Dalton Jones, number young man, and fly ball to right field. The Yankees lead 3-2. We're talking about the wall
and finally boil it down to what it means to a ball game. The first pitch, the ground ball wide at first, covers on the duck, he across the bat and covering, in time for the out. What this wall means in Boston, the left field wall, is that no league is safe. In other words, any ball club can come up with a bunch of runs in an inning by a couple of balls hit off of it. In other words, as you were talking to the manager, he said, well, when you came into this league this year, what was the first thing I told you about this wall? He said, you got to play for a big inning. So the Yankees went out and got three, and the Red Sox team went back to two. And here is Horton calling the pitch-off. He singles to start the Red Sox two-run attack in the first to show you from the basketball. One down. This is a very vital game to the Yankees. They've been struggling all season to get even. And they have taken a run at it. Now they're one game away from 500. There's a high fly ball out to right center. Lopez, Andres, sunglasses down, Andres, and Hudson, and Steeler down. If the Yankees can win this and then split the doubleheader tomorrow, they're in the 500 business. And the balls have no, they can't challenge, because they can't run at the big thing until it gets even. That's pretty plain in any walk of life. You've got to be even before you can go forward. Get out of the hole. Get out of depth. Got to get from behind the eight ball, any way you want to put it. Here's Mantilla taking it slow. Ball one. Right hand center. Walking the first inning. But the Yankees are going to win this one today and have a good week at Detroit and Minnesota. They're back in it. There's a high fly ball out to left field. Waiting a stretch. Base of the wall. Makes the count. 1-2-3, so Boston has a relatively easy inning, bad in order, and the score, at the end of three, Yankees 3 and the Mets. The next part of this game will be brought to you by Ballantyne Beer. The best way to enjoy the next part of this game is with Ballantyne Beer, with more spirit and strength. Jerry, you see, to fill in on the other games, but on the 4th of July, I've got a little story. I was talking to Bob Fitzgerald in charge of public relations for the Yankees. I said, Bob, I want to get a couple of 4th of July things then. And he said to me, well, I'll be sure that they're in contact with the ballgame. So I think he said, Fitz, you remember a coach around the league, Buster Mills?
Sure do. He's got for the Yankees right now.
Well, do you know what his Christian name is?
His real name?
Colonel.
Sergeant.
Colonel Buster Mills. And in World War II, he got to be a lieutenant. And can you imagine what went on when he got on the phone and said, this is Lieutenant Colonel Buster Mills speaking?
Yes, he got a lot of attention. I used to have that problem, and I'm going to tell this story in the Navy. I'd call up to those carpool men, and I'd say, this is Captain Coleman. And they'd say, Navy or Marine Corps? When I told them Marine Corps, I got a different answer. I went down a few notches. Well, let's see, quickly, Senators 2, Tigers nothing after 2.5, Orioles lead, the Indians 2-0 after 2, National League, Cincinnati and Philadelphia scoreless after 2, St. Louis failed to score on the top of the first, playing the Mets. Red. Now we have Hector Lopez, face up, the Yankees are playing the Red Sox. Here's Boston, getaway game, the Yankees have won the first two, driving for their second sweep of the three-game series this year. Just before the road, the Yankees got rolling, pitching 3 from the Angels. They took the curve for a strike. And by the way, the Angels are making life very miserable for the White Sox. Al Lopez got out of the hospital and flew out to Los Angeles in time for that beating last evening. I guess he wished he stayed in Kansas City. White Sox have now lost 5 in a row. 6 score on investment. The complexion of this race has changed so much that the sporting news that we've got this weekend is already out of date. One minute. And you just can't keep up with the way this thing is going. White Sox dropping back. 5 straight. Yankees are hoping to move in. See if we can do it. Okay, take the care of the outside. And I would say that if the Yankees can do business where they're going to meet a couple of sterner competitors in Detroit and in Minneapolis, we've got a pennant race. So the Yankees in it. Let's say they can do it. And this one is a key game today. Mondo kept the levers. Lopez swings at the right back down to short. The two over the first in time with 2 running steps. Saw for Lopez. Speaking of the problems with the sporting news and turning in St. Louis and getting the paper to you, that big front piece is Eddie Fisher. And he's running to Greece. since they turned it. I think one of the reasons baseball has the hole that it has is because it parallels life so much. But it's uncertain. It's ups and downs. It's tribulation. It's trials. Joys and sorrows. And here is Roger Rapoport. Swings and has a loop of back. Now here's an example. And it just happened in a few days. Young man is suddenly snatched up from Toledo. Boom, a home run at Baltimore. Boom, a home run at Boston. Single in Boston. Sacrifice fly in Boston. And yesterday, the collar. Jerry, that's a jolt, isn't it?
Well, it's always a jolt when you go hitless, Red. It just depends on how often or how long it lasts.
Especially you're breaking in and you just broke in.
He takes the ball inside. Ball one.
I don't know whether anybody told Rapoport this or not, Jerry, but Mumble Cat is an extremely selfish man when he's got a baseball in his hand.
He's a tough pitcher, and I think, too, it's tough for a youngster to break in with such a flourish. You know, you can ease into it, but suddenly with that big flourish, you kind of think, well, maybe I have to keep it up. Nobody can do it.
Mumble Cat comes down, and Rapoport swings at the high fly down the left field line. It's into the fan foul. One ball, two strikes. We have one out here in the fourth. The Yankees are holding on to the fat end of a squeaker, 3-2, all scoring in the first inning. On Bocchetti works rather good at everything. PPH for the Boston Mound staff. Right time, he's beating the Yankees. 15 games and lost to the 12 times. Tillman is his catcher. Here's the pitch. Change up, it's hopped up. There is Captain Tillman, right at the plate. Now step back. There it is. And Boyum, base hit, second inning into right field, seven straight games. The player representative of the Yankees. Right hand batter. Pitch is over for the strike. Mumblecat giving him the slider. Frank Rossetti pushing down at third. Brian Benson at first. Infield is Horton, Gilling, Brousseau, and Jones. Right-handed pitch, low outside for a ball, one and one. In the outfield for the Red Sox, here on a beautiful sun-drenched afternoon, Lee Thomas is in left. Felix Mancilla in center. Right fielder is Tony Conigliaro. Time being called briefly by plate umpire Rice. Boyer, the hitter, stepping out. Now he's in. Time is in. The pitch, going on a ground ball right back through the pitcher, back to second, in the center field, and Boyer hits it right through the middle. Voice behind us, since you haven't been listening lately and conscious to it, is the voice on the press box, public address system. Not the park public address system. Two down. Boy on, and here's Bouncer. Right-handed batter, sacrifice, second inning. The defense is straight away on Jim. In the doubleheader of Detroit tomorrow, Whitey Ford goes in one. Stafford, who has been taking x-ray treatment for a sore right shoulder, Stafford will warm up for the other game, and if he can go ahead, he will. If not, then Danny Keene said, please don't ask me who you'll be. I don't know. I would say that we've eliminated one possibility if Stafford can say, and that happened when we saw Rennie jump up and start throwing. Of course, he hadn't quite eliminated himself yet, but if he's on tap as a long man today and gets in, he's out tomorrow. Pitch is low. It could be that if everyone is hoping Stafford can do it, including Bill. Now, he has to throw the ball. I told him not to. He won't until he's got the wall as far as the target. But if he can't do it, then it looks as though it might be Hamilton. Pitch in for the strike, throwing one. Speaking about Hamilton, I wonder if people stop and realize that the little men
on the ball top. A fellow's low on the roster. Astra can make a break to your team in its run to the pennant. Pitch into the track. Now, if you're a star performer, frontline performer, if you're a regular, you're playing all the time, no problem with you because you're in there. Your only problem is with yourself. The proper use of your own talent. But if you say you're a Steve Hamilton and you're in the bullpen, you can't start. You've got to wait. You pitch if somebody else can't. There's a ground ball, hit the second. Killing over the first, and that's it. Four runs, one hit, one left. Four, middle of the fourth, single game. Yankees 3, Red Sox 2.
Your attention, please. You are listening to Yankee Baseball over WOKO 1460, Albany, New York. Thank you.
Last the fourth inning, we'll have Lee Thomas, who doubled, knocked in the two Red Sox runs in the first inning and made this a ball game again after the Yankees have gone out with three. That's what it is now, 3-2. This is one of the young men who started out for the Yankees. Then went on. Red Sox got in from L.A. Bunt, foul back. Good for a base hit. Martin pitching. Howard catches. Alston. Fielded in the two home runs here in this series. Pepitone is at first. Richardson. He's suddenly gotten red hot in second. Kubek, who's hitting steadily. There's a short, and Boyle, who's now hit this in 11 straight at the third. Fastball is low. Martin's throwing it overhead. One and one. We have Tom Trey in left field. Center fielder is young Roger Rippo. Right fielder, very valuable, steady man, Hector Lopez. Lee Thomas fouls it in the dirt, right down by his feet. Strike two, one and two. The wind is blowing from right field to left, from first base to third. As is now constituted, it will huff a high fly ball to left. Billy Gardner coaching the third. Keith Ronald the third. Thomas, a line drive. Big tip right down in the right field corner. The ball is in play. Thomas is coming in the second base. Lopez is 3 years at the double. So he has ripped the tying run right down to the pickup point to start off the last of the fourth inning. Lee Thomas, second double. And Jerry told you the first one. He reached out and hit a high outside change of pace, and he positioned the ball, floated it. Between the left and center fielder. The this one, you could have hung the clothes on right down about 6 feet clear to right field. Number five. Here's Tony Conigliaro. Local right hand hitter. Rennick is in the bullpen and throwing the second time. Pitches on the outside. Ball one. So Johnny Keene can't worry about tomorrow in Detroit and the two ball games there. Got to worry about this one here at Boston. This one that he hopes he can grab to get on the plane with at 500. Speaking of getting on the plane, we have an acting road secretary, Bob Fischel, to do that. Bruce Henry, the regular traveling secretary, is on the sad journey home. Mrs. Henry's father died. And Bruce Lagonik in Detroit. Yankees leading 3-2. One run does not mean a thing in this ballpark. Low outside, a curveball. The Boston fans, who have had very little to be optimistic about or happy about, are cheerful now. Outside.
Two balls, two strikes. Pursue the hitter. Red Sox, four. The Yankees came up with three at the bell, three. Running for leading. Delivers. As the ball punched out in the right field. Right to Lopez. Right fielder waiting and makes the cut. One out. And catcher Tillman. The book on Bill Mandelkot, who is a hard man to beat at any time, is that you have more success if you're going to handle him if you do it early in the ballgame. Once you let it get settled, you get increasingly sticky. Tillman takes the inside, right up by his hand, ball one. One down, nobody off. Ground ball hits the third. It almost knocked Boya down. He recovered close to first in time. It was a sharp, high bounce that knocked Boya to his knee. And if you wish an amplification of the term hot corner, he is the man I refer you to. So we have two outs. Boy, he hit that. Now here's the pitcher, Bill Mandelkot, right-hand batter. Then his pitch is too low. Ball one. Beautiful day up here in Boston. Low inside. One and one. I wouldn't be surprised. Take all the major league towns. If you had to pick one for summer weather, this would be it. And the proximity of Cape Cod. Terrible outside, ball three. I'd like to hear this, Craig Gowdy, who is the broadcaster up here. Remember, he used to be at the stadium. He talks to visiting broadcasters around an hour, goes down to a little place on Cape Cod all the time. He's got a couple miles watering. Pitch is over for the strike. 3-1. I know when Frank Price is broadcasting up here, he hates the lead. 3-1 pitch. Inside. All four. On the check run. Still with two down. Back to the fourth. Red Sox has gone ahead. Thomas doubles. And Canigliaro homer. And let me say this. That Johnny Cain is not as precipitous about missing Mountain as you might think, just to say a double and a home run, and he takes his man out when they kill a one-run ballgame. If you had seen the double and the home run and how hard they were hit, you wondered how the baseball could stand it. And this Chuck Schilling was one for two. Hit a drive out in the center. Both coming in, coming in, coming in. Can't get there, but that's it. They hit. The lead runner stops at second base. So Schilling, Luke Vaughn at the short center. Well, the Red Sox have seven hits. He's down at seven. And here's Dalton Jones, left hand hitting young third baseman. Bennett trying to stem the tide. Adjust his glasses. Jones 0 for 2. It's a curve, low inside. Ball one. Billy Gardner, third base coach, who's had more traffic than in the last 3 or 4 days. Greenwich delivers low. Ball two. 2-0. Two balls, no strike. Second has to go to a sequence, a sign. There's a line drive foul. It almost cuts the third base coach's head off. That close to Gardner, he ducks. Working back of the play is John Wright. The umpires on the bases are Valentin, McKinley, and Thor.
That deals a step back into left on Jones. Just the bat slightly. Greenwich pitches. Dalton cuts. Fouls it off. Two balls, two strikes. I guess that was a pretty good ball player's fight down in Philadelphia before the game started last evening out in Plainview. Between Allen and Thomas. Dick Young has told us that Thomas has been put on the waiver list. Hey, pitch outside. Ball three. Whenever I hear about a ball player's fight, I always remember back in the mid-30s, Charlie Dressman, who was managing a Cincinnati Pirate, a bullpen catcher. Wasn't on the actual list, a bullpen catcher by the name of Gus Britton. And he was to be a fighting bullpen catcher of the public sport. The only guy he ever hit was one of his own pitchers, Paul Derringer. There's strike three in Springfield. That is all for Jones. Lenny gets out of the threat. But not before the Red Sox put two in the bank. Two runs, three hits, two left. Four and four. Boston, four. And New York, three. Well, Bill Munbuket, will be a lot harder to get along with now as we go into the fifth inning. He's got a one-run lead. He was in the first inning behind three. Then he was behind one, and now he's plus one. It'll be Richardson, Kubek, and Fresh. All of them hitting. Start off the fifth inning. If you want to know, as far as the hard-bitten professional baseball people are concerned, about batting, they don't care anything about percentages. The pitcher, managers, the opposing players, they want to know who's hitting right now, who hit yesterday, who's hitting today. And they will leave the percentages to the radio broadcasters who detail them endlessly, etc., etc., etc. And his body, who is one for two, he's hitting right now. He did a double triple home run yesterday. Ground ball to third, a hot one, but it's handled by Jones and over to first. Two hits, and we have one out on one second. One down. Now we have Tony Kubek. In fact, Richardson, speaking of hot hitters, has hit in 17 of the past 18 games. So I guarantee you they talk about him in the clubhouse and in the dugout. And Kubek has come back to work, and he's hit safety in seven straight games, and he's 2-for-2 today. So they know that his number is 10. They might not remember that Rizzuto used to weigh at 10, but they know whose line is today. Pitch is in there for a strike. No ball, one strike, one out. The Red Sox. Grousing a little bit about the schedule. Pitch swung on as a ground ball to second. Killing over to first, then Kubek out by a wide margin. The Red Sox have got to play a morning game tomorrow, Minnesota, and then a night game. If you think ball players like to get up and play a morning game, you haven't met any ball players. Not even one. Well, I don't know. Maybe Cruzetti wouldn't mind. But you don't want to. Here's Stretch. It's a Stretch's last five. He carried the ball up this year. He's batting a line. Foul. That's knocked Fern Benson down. First base goal. Stretch. A switch hitter. And a good one. Batting up handed. Now the Boston Billy Boy, Bill Munbuket, delivers and it's high inside. Stretch has to lean back. As has been pointed out, but just in case you got in with us, lots of you do, put it on your car radio, coming in out of the water on the beach, coming in out of the backyard. Munbuket has beaten Yankees 16 times. Pitch outside. Pitch. Two and one. Two balls, one strike. Out. Munbuket was troubled in the first inning. Ridden on through it since.
Got two outs.
Here in the set.
Right-hander delivers. Stretch six. High outside. Ball three. Finley.
You see Joe Dresser's column in the New York Times this morning on our Pedro Raymond and his Cuban palm ball.
I think you'll find it very enjoyable. And it's the fact that this umpire made him change his uniform in one inning. There's a ball hit foul. Count is 3-2. Ball, two strikes. Strength hanging in. Mungo Jet trying for a 1-2-3 inning. First time today. Pitcher works, and there's a high, high pop up into short left center. The shortstop, the two is out. He's under. He has it. And Mungo Jet gets the 1-2-3. Four men. The single game in the middle of the fifth. It's now an official ball game for the home club, 4 and the visitors, 3. And before Joe Gargiola takes the killer, we'll pause the station identification.
Your attention, please. You are tuned to Yankee Baseball over WOKO Radio, Albany, New York.
Okay,
thank
Joe,
you.
Got a hitter up there.
Tony Horton is the hitter.
And Hal Renneff delivers the pitch to Horton. It's low, ball one.
One ball, no strike. Washington 4, Detroit nothing at the end of 4. Locke, a two-run homer, Wickersham against Nerm. 2-0, Baltimore leading Cleveland, bottom of the fourth, Pappas against Perry. Here's the 1-0 pitch now. It's low, and it's 2-0. Chicago, Los Angeles, Minnesota, Kansas City, now you're underway. St. Louis and the Mets, nothing at the end of 1. Berkey against Cisco. Cincinnati 2 and the Phillies, nothing. Bottom of the fourth. Nutsall against Polinski. Pittsburgh 1. Milwaukee, nothing at the end of 1. Fisher against Law. Bailey, a home run. Giants did not score. Top of the first. Herbal against Buell. Los Angeles and Houston, not yet underway. Hal Renneff took enough time for us to run down the scores, and now he's ready with the 2-0 pitch to Tony Horton. Swung on and fouled off, out of play, and it's two balls and a strike. Red Sox lead, 4-3, bottom half of the fifth inning. Nobody on, nobody out. One ball, two balls, one strike to count on Tony Horton. Horton single to left and scored in the first inning, flying to right in the third. Hal Renneff delivers. Low, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Horton takes a look at Billy Gardner, who is coaching at third base. And with the kind of power this fella has, you can bet he's got the green light, and he can swing if he likes it. Here's a 3-1 pitch. He swings, and it's a hot shot. Tony Kubrat, one hand, over to first in time. Nice play. Kubrat roamed about 5 quick steps to his left, made a one-handed pickoff, and fired across the Pepitone in time to get Horton. Well, there's one out. It brings up Felix Mantilla, who walked in, scored in the first inning, and flies to left in the third. Renneff to Mantilla. Tap. Foul. Nelson Howard comes up with it. Red was talking about Ramos and the Cuban palm ball. I asked him what Ed Hurley said to him in Baltimore the other day when Ed Hurley walked out to him on the mound. And Ramos said that Hurley asked him to wipe off the ball. Here's the one strike pitch to Mantilla, foul back. He said, wipe it off when you go to your mouth. And Ramos says, I looked at him and I said, but Hurley, I'm the cleanest pitcher in the league. I always wet my fingers before I throw the dirty ball. For some reason, Hurley didn't appreciate that kind of humor. Good story on Ramos. Renneff takes a little bit of time. Here's the two-strike pitch to Mantilla. Sidearm curveball way outside. Ball one.
Felix Mantilla. The fellow has bounced around, but a real tribute to him that he's come back to where he is the starting second baseman on the All-Star team. Swings and misses, and he's out on strike. Reda took a little bit off his curveball. Mantilla was way out in front. That's the second out, second strikeout for Renner. And it brings up Lee Thomas, who is 2-for-2, two doubles. He doubled in the first inning, drove in two runs, doubled and scored in the fourth. This fellow hitting 273. Two base hits will get him up above the 275 mark. He fouls one off. Nelson Howard got that one right off the right foot. Strike one. Ellie just kind of standing there looking down, hoping that his toes are still all there. This foul tip has come straight down. His fingers more than anything. Of course, Ellie's got the bad big toe to begin with. He really got a nasty one just about a week ago. Thomas swings, and this one to dead center field. Roger Ripple slips the glasses, waits for it, and makes the catch. 1-2-3 for the Boston Red Sox. In the fifth inning, so the score at the end of five, it's the Boston Red Sox 4, the New York Yankees 3. A 4-3 ball game. And the Red Sox are out in front. We just gave you the scores, no changes on the scoreboard. And it gives us a chance to remind you about Old Timers Day, which will be Saturday, July 31st. In addition to the many great names that will be coming in, Joe DiMaggio, Bill Carey, Don Newsom, Larry Dolby. One of the old-time favorites, let's put it that way, will be entertaining before game time, Guy Lombardo on his orchestra. Tony Martin will be around to sing. So it should be a big day. Bill Cronin will be there, President of the American League, Bobby Doerr, Jimmy Bott, some of the other names. So that's July 31st. Before that, the Yankees will be home for a series against Washington, the Red Sox, and the White Sox. And the Yankee Stadium ticket office is open tomorrow from 10 to 5. So why don't you take a look at the schedule, click the dates up, and drop by the Yankee Stadium ticket office and pick up your ticket. Old Timers Day, July 31st. Tickets, of course, they're moving fast. Still plenty of them left. But don't wait till the last minute. Remember what happened on that day. Nelson Howard. Lead off here. Howard flying to center and was out on sight. Bill Mumbo kept. Leads 4-3. The right-hander delivers to Elston Howard. It's high, ball one. One ball, no strike. Mon Bouquet. Curveball. Low, it's ball two. Two balls and no strike. The Detroit pitchers in tomorrow's game, Lolich and Sparma. 2-0 pitch to Howard is the strike. For the Yankees, it'll be Whitey Ford definitely and Bill Stafford. Stafford a little doubtful. Remember, he's just getting over tendonitis in his right shoulder. But if he feels okay, it'll be Stafford and Ford against Lolich and Sparma in Detroit tomorrow. 2-1 pitch. Strike two. Ellie started to swing, held up, but the curveball caught the outside corner, and the count levels out at two balls and two strikes. Mambo Kett has a one-run lead, 4-3. Here's the 2-2 pitch, fouled off, out of play, right side. On the roof beyond first base. Ellie just got his bat out there. So the count remains at two balls and two strikes.
Once again, the 2-2 pitch swung on a bouncing ball. Eddie Bridge threw it short. The big hop, the throw in time, and Howard is out. So there's one out in the sixth, and it brings up Joe Pepitone, who doubled and drove in a run in the first inning, fly to center in the third. Mambo Kett, real good slider, had real good control of his breaking ball. Gil Blanco begins to throw for the Yankees. Pepitone swings a base hit to right field. Pepitone singles to right. And with that base hit, that burst of exuberance is still a zero. We're rooting them in there, Phil.
Well, beautiful day and good day to enjoy the ball game.
Here's Hector Lopez. Pepitone at first. Tony Horton holds him close. Lopez singled and drove in two runs and bounced out. The pitch swung on and missed strike one as Hector tried to hit one in the right field. Lopez tried to punch one between a hole. And a little bit of confusion maybe because Pepitone is looking at Crosetti. And now Pepitone checking with Benson. Lopez chased a bad ball as if it were a hit and run play on. Lead by Pepitone. The pitch is outside. One ball and one strike. There's no answer on the hit and run play. Some hitters like to get an answer. Most of the time, they just put it on and take for granted everybody's got the sign. Pepitone will lead at first base. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on, bouncy ball. Third baseman Jones has it over to Schilling. One out. Over to first. It is a double play. Double play. 5-4-3. Schilling. A very quick pivot at second base. The ball was not hit sharply. And he had to get that ball on its way to first base in a hurry. And he did just that. And that ends the sixth inning. No runs. It was one hit, no errors. And nobody left on base. So the score at the end of 5.5 innings. Boston Red Sox, 4. New York Yankees, 3.
Best tasting filter cigarettes, rinsing, golden tobaccos up front. Good taste. That's why.
To Winston, I changed for good, cause I got to taste like I knew I would. Winston tastes good, like it should. When you change to Winston, you'll change for good, cause Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should.
Tony Conigliaro to lead it off. Conigliaro hit a big two-run homer to give the Red Sox the 4-3 lead. Here's the pitch by Rennett. Tries the bunt and misses it strike one. And it's 1-1. July 4th, 4th of July Independence Day. And another important day, it's National Foundation Baseball Day. March of Dimes Day is the way you interpret it. Here's the pitch that's swung on and missed. And we certainly urge listeners to subscribe to the March of Dimes in your community. Give us your support. March of Dimes Day. One ball, two strikes. The Big Leal waits. The pitch by Renneth is swung on and missed. He struck him out. That's the third strikeout for Renner. He came on in the fourth inning after the home run by Canigliaro. He got pursued. Tillman walked Mumbo Kett, a single to Schilling. Chuck Jones end the inning and has retired everybody since. Here is Pursue. Pursue singled in the second and fly to right. Strike. A good fastball. Now they want to look at the ball. And they're going to change the ball. In fact, they're going to throw it out. Seems like every time there's a called strike now, they want a new ball. Renner is ready in the pitch. Almost hits him, the curveball. The two turns away from the pitch. That's one ball, one strike. One out. 4-3, the Red Sox lead, bottom of the sixth inning. Washington 4-1 over Detroit in the fifth. Baltimore and Cleveland tied 2-2 in the sixth. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed, and a strike two. St. Louis 3, Mets nothing in second. Cincinnati 2, Philadelphia 1, the fourth. Pittsburgh on a home run by Bob Bailey, leading Milwaukee 1-0 in the third. Cubs lead the Giants 4-1 in the second. And the 1-2 pitch now by Renner to Pursue. Swung on and missed, struck him out, four strikeouts. It's an off-speed pitch, a breaking ball that Renner is throwing. The one pitch that's been getting the strikeout fine. And here is Bob Tillman. Tillman hit into a force play and bounced out. Here's a fly ball down the right field line. Could be trouble. Hector Lopez coming over fast near the line. He can't get it. Double. The ball bounces into the stands at the two-base hit for Bob Tillman. A high fly ball. It was fair by a couple of feet, and once it hit the hard ground, it bounced into the stands, which are right next to the foul line, and Tillman is on with a double. They played a big guy to pull that ball, and Lopez had a long way to come. Came a mile and a half, but it was not enough. And here is Joe Mumbo Kett. Mumbo Kett sacrificed and walked. Right-handed batter. Red Sox lead 4-3. Bottom of the sixth, two outs. Pitch is outside. Ball one. One ball, no strike. Bob Tillman at second base. He's had some problems on the base. And I guarantee you that nobody's going to pick him off second, because the lead that he has, not much of a lead. In fact, right now he's standing on the bag. One, two, three steps off, four steps off, five. That's it. End of lead. If he'd end up getting picked off, I think his wallet would be sliced. 2-0 pitch is a strike. Renner, for some reason, has a problem pitching to Mumbo Kett, who walked him in the fourth inning. Okay. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the sixth inning, Red Sox are out in front, 4-3. Renner ready. The pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. And Renner ends up striking out the side. Five strikeouts for Renner. And that ends the inning for the Red Sox. No run to his one hit. No errors, and one man was left on base. The score at the end of six. Red Sox, 4. Yankees, 3.
The next portion of this game will be brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer, who offer you Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans where dirt hurts most.
pitcher due to hit here in the top of the seventh. 4-3 is the score. Red Sox are out in front. Reminder that the Yankee Stadium advanced ticket office on the east 157th Street side of the stadium is open every day this weekend until 5 o'clock. And good for today and tomorrow. And of course, there's plenty of free parking while you do your ticket shopping for all the big games coming up later this month. And there's a lot to choose from. Old timers. Today will be July 31st. Washington will be in town when the Yankees come back after they. Here's Roger Rapoport. Washington will be in Thursday, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Sunday, and then the Red Sox come in for a night game, Ladies' Day game, Tuesday, it's a rarity. Then the White Sox come in for 2 days, and 3 days at Cleveland, then Detroit comes in, Cleveland comes in. So pick your day. Rapoport takes it outside, ball one. Shortened up as if to bunt. Roger Rapoport, he was out on strike in the first inning and fouled out in the fourth. Top of the seventh inning, Red Sox are leading 4-3. Bill Mumble gets, delivers to Rapoport, swung on and missed. One ball at one strike. Well, they think, Phil, that they've got a little bit of a book established on this youngster.
I think you're right, Joe, but I don't know whether it's going to work, although he did strike him out on that same type pitch last time.
Well, hitting and pitching is a constant battle. They're showing him the fastball and changing speed and trying to do it with off-speed breaking pitches. There's a fastball outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. When you start to hit the pitchers, they change. And they start to get you out. And then you change. And you start to hit them again. And then they change. And it goes on and on.
Like the dog in wardrobe with all those changes, Joe.
Right. You want to repeat that for the West Coast, sir?
Forget it.
Sharp today, Rudis Caduzo. I like that the guy does that column in Cleveland. 2-2 pitch.
There's one well hit. Center field. Mancini is going back near the warning track and makes the catch right up against the fence. Roger Rapoport. Hit one deep to right center field, and Felix Mancia made the play right next to the fence. So, there is one out. Here is Cleve Boyer. Ray Barker is the on-deck hitter. He'll be the pinch hitter. Boyer is 2-for-2. He singled a right and singled up the middle. Takes a curve ball outside. Ball one.
Rapoport really hit that one. But he hit it in the big part of the ballpark. Not many home runs hit in the center field section here.
Here's one line drive left center field. That's going to plug the gap. One hop off the wall. Boyer around first. He's taking for second. Here comes the throw. The slide. Not in time. Boyer is there with a double. 3-for-3 for Boyer.
Lee Boyer at second base with a double. That's his 11th double of the year. And I'm sure you've been hearing all day. He's on an 11-game hitting streak. Dick Reddit gets up in the Red Sox bullpen. Bob Kiepenauer is throwing for the Yankees as Ray Barker comes on as a pinch hitter. 4-3 is the score. Red Sox lead. Top of the seventh. One man out. On Boquette takes too much time and Barker backs out. And it's ball one. Boyer is now up to 258. One ball, no strikes. Ray Barker, a pinch hitter, with Boyer at second base. 4-3 to score. Red Sox lead. Swung on, a little looper in short center field. Mantilla got a bad break. Now he comes in, makes the play. He brought back on the ball, but it was hit hard enough to where he could retrace his steps and hauls it in. So there are two away, and it brings up Bobby Richardson. Rumble Kent, very obvious, has a good slider going for him today. He's hitting a lot of the hitters right about at the handle. And the ball seems to be hit well, but doesn't carry. And that's the spot for the slider, the handle, or the trademark. Boyer is second base. Mumbo Chet really taking a lot of time. He's nursing a one-run lead. 4-3 is the score. Now he's stuck. That's Boyer. Here's the pitch. Strike. One strike. Boyer, 18 for 41 in this streak, which is a 439 average. High. One ball, one strike. Bill Kane figures it up that he has moved up 37 points from 221 to 258. And it's Boyer who's on at second base. Bobby Richardson, the count of one ball, one strike. Pitched by Mompo Kett, is outside. Two balls and a strike. Four to three. Red Sox lead. Two men out in the top of the seventh. Raddatz continues to throw in the Red Sox bullpen. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Two balls, two strikes. The count on Bobby Richardson. Two men out. Top of the seventh inning. Cleve Boyer at second base. Third base into the afternoon, a double. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Richardson. High, ball three. Now it's a full count. Three balls, two strikes. Two outs. Mambo Kett. Ready now. Check Boyer's second. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Richardson. Swung out and hit and struck him out. Bobby Richardson out on strike. And that ends the seventh inning for the Yankees. No runs. It was one hit. No errors. One man was left. The score at the end of 6.5 innings. Boston 4, the Yankees 3.
Between Friday afternoon and Monday morning, there's an experience called a weekend. A weekend can be as noisy as a firecracker, well planned as an invasion, frustrating as a wet match, or quiet as a mouse. But all weekends have one thing in common, the magic quality of making people want to be together. Your car provides a big part of that magic, and with a tank full of improved Atlantic Imperial gasoline, your weekend takes on added magic. For Atlantic Imperial cleans where dirt hurts most in your car's engine.
Atlantic keeps your car on the go, 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 keep on the go with Atlantic.
Tiefenauer is the new Yankee pitcher. Tiefenauer coming on in relief. Renniff did a good job. Jim Bouton started. And after Bouton gave up the home run to Conigliano, Renniff came in and did a real good job of holding the Red Sox, that the Yankees could stay in this game. And now it's up to Tiefenauer to hold him. And to lead it off, it'll be Chuck Schilling. Schilling, Jones, and Horton. And now to bring you the play-by-play, here is Phil Rizzuto.
Thank you, Joe. Bob Tiefenauer, 6'2", 185 pounds, making his ninth appearance for the Yankees. He's won one and lost one. His last relief appearance at Baltimore on July the 1st. First two innings, didn't give up any runs. Schilling is 2-for-3, fly to right, beat out an infield single and single to center. Tiefenauer's knuckler is in there, strike one call. The attendance today, 17,291. Next pitch, swing and a foul tip off the umpire's mask, and Johnny Rice shakes his head a couple of times. That hit him solid. Nothing in two on Schilling. Yankees scored three in the first. They've been blank the rest of the way. The Red Sox came up with two in the first and two in the fourth. Knuckler popped up. Kubek moves back in the shallow center field. Pounds the glove and makes the catch. One away. That brings up Dalton Jones, who flied to right, bounced to first, and struck out. On deck, Tony Horton.
Renner.
Tiefenauer tells Pepitone, look out for the bunt. Swing and a miss, strike one. But Joe is busy talking to Bill Valentine, so he didn't see the sign. But he'll be ready anyway. Knuckler hit on the ground. Foul, the first. Backhanded by Pepitone. Nothing in two. The windup. Pitch a soft liner right to Kubek. Two outs. Hit it right off the end of his bat. Here's Tony Horton, single to left, line to right, and bounce to the shortstop. Yankees are out hitting the Red Sox, 9-8. But the Red Sox lead 4-3. Horton swings and misses a knuckleball, strike one. Tiefenauer doesn't waste much time. There's a swing and a foul tip, and that hit Rice in the leg. Boy, he's really getting whacked. One in the mask, one in the leg. Nothing in two as Tiefenauer is throwing nothing but strikes out there. On deck is Felix Mantia. The two-strike pitch. Line to left center field. That's going to be in for a base hit. Off the wall. Tommy Stretch backing up with it, and Horton's in with a double. Repose made a good try for that ball. He leaped high, but it was over his glove and hit the scoreboard. So Horton doubles to left center, the first hit off Tiefenauer, the ninth for the Red Sox. Horton second base hit. Here's Mantia, who has walked, fly to left, and struck out. Red Sox leading 4-3 in the bottom of the seventh. He swings and misses, strike one. On deck, Lee Thomas. Ramos is up in the Yankee bullpen. Tiefenauer set. Delivers a foul outside of third, right in the Yankee dugout. Nothing in two. Tiefenauer rubs up the new ball. Now the right hander set. His pitch is lined to left field. Stretch coming in. Can't get the ball, and the throw to the plate will not be in time. And the Red Sox lead 5-3. For Mantia, the left field, driving in Tony Horton. And what Trent tried to do on that ball was let Horton think he was going to catch it on the fly. The only trouble was it's two out and he'd be running anyway. And then the ball hit about 6 inches from Tresh's leg, and he could not get his glove on it. It actually caromed off both legs. Then he had to pick it up, and that fraction of a second cost him getting the runner at the plate. Thomas takes the ball. Mantilla went to second on the throw to the plate. And for Mantilla now, that's his 59th run batted into the year. He leads the American League in that department. Knuckles swung at and missed. One on one. So it's two outs. A double by Horton and a single by Mantilla. Swing and a miss, strike two. That is deep, and now is getting two quick strikes on all the Red Sox hitters. Mantilla's got quick wrist. Pitch outside. Two balls, two strikes. That was a big run for the Red Sox. Puts them two up over the Yankees here in the bottom of the seventh. 2-2 pitch outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. On deck is Conigliaro. The stretch and the pitch foul back out of play. Ball went right into the broadcasting booth where Ted Gowdy and Mel Parnell do the games for the Red Sox. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Mantilla at second. Pitch swing, a foul tip. The end of Howard's glove, so Thomas gets a life. Leon Wagner is just homing in the eighth with one on to give the Indians a 4-2 lead. They're still playing the bottom of the eighth out in Cleveland. Terry pitching. There's a fly ball going foul down the right field line. Lee Thomas broke his bat. So he'll go back for a new one. While he's getting a new piece of lumber, we'll pause for station identification.
Your attention, please. You are listening to Yankee Baseball over WOKO 1460, Albany, New York. Thank you.
All right, Thomas is ready. Keep an hour delivers. It's pop foul near the Red Sox dugout. Pepperstone. Backhand to Marcellami, leaning into the dugout. Boy, he made that look easy. It was a difficult chance, but the Red Sox come up with one run on two hits, no Yankee errors, one man left. And at the end of seven full innings, it's the Red Sox 5, the Yankees 3.
Atlantic keeps your car on the go.
After you've been on the road for several hours, you're ready to stop for a stretch. By now, your windshield may have picked up some road dust. Your gasoline gauge is way down, too. Then straight ahead, you see the Red Ball sign. Atlantic Red Ball Dealer Service. And in you go for a tank full of Atlantic Imperial gasoline and guaranteed Red Ball service. Your Red Ball dealer will always clean your windshield, weather permitting, and offer to check your oil, or your gasoline purchase is free. This offer may vary. In some states, the service never varies. It's for every customer, every time.
So drive in when you see the Red Ball sign, and keep on the go with Atlantic.
They get up to that 500 mark. They're just one game under 500. They win this one, and they will be at that magic mark. They trail by two going into the eighth. It'll be Kubek, Tresh, and Howard to face Ron Boquet. Tony is 2-for-3. Single to center in the first inning. Single to right in the third. Bounce to second in the fifth. Ron Boquet delivers a curve hit in the ground to first base. Off the glove and then in again in the throw to Ron Boquet in time. And Horton caught that ball with his bare hand. He's shaking it now. He went down for that ball and took a wicked hop. and it hit his bare hand, and he juggled it momentarily, but was able to hold on to it and flip to Mongo Chet for the out. One away. Here's Stretch. Tommy's 0 for 3. He's flying to center, flying to right, and pops to short. Horton moves in at first now. Somebody from the Red Sox bench yells for him to look out for the bunt. Pitch to Tommy. Takes it high. Ball one. Howard on deck. Mumbo gets the sign from Tillman. Delivers outside. Ball two, two and nothing. Nothing pitches. A curve over strike called. A good change-up curveball. Yankees scored 3 runs off Mondo Kett in the first inning, but since that first inning, he has not allowed more than 1 man on base in any inning. Fastball swing and a miss. Strike two, two and two. Nobody on here in the top of the eighth. The right-hander kicks, delivers a foul back out of play. Still two and two on Trey. Curve is line foul outside of first, bouncing into the stand. Still two and two. Mondo Kett taking a little extra time. He winds, his curve is outside, and it's a full count. 3-2. Pitch in the ball game coming up. On deck, Elston Howard. Here's the payoff pitch. Drive, base hit to right field by Stretch. Canigliaro in. He's up with it, and Stretch is on with a line single to right field. And that brings the potential dang run to the plate, Elston Howard. Ten hits now for the Yankees in the ball game, same as the Red Sox. Is flying to center, struck out, bounced to the shortstop. On deck is Pepitone. And Dick Lattice gets up again in the Red Sox bullpen. Stretch at first, Thornton holding him on. Stretch by Mambo. Pitch to Howard, high and outside, ball one. Hit a home run in the previous 2 games against the Red Sox. Stretch again. The pitch is hit high in the air, center field, back near the wall. This one's going to be off the wall and just between the home run by inches. Oh, they might have Howard. The throw is not in time. Holy cow, there was a traffic jam at second base. I think he thought it was in there. Joe, maybe I'm exaggerating, but it looked to me no more than an inch from being a home run.
I don't think you're exaggerating at all, Phil. Trey thought it was a home run, and with second base, he knows now that the play's over, nothing he can do. And Howard, who was running hard all the way, just about got himself trapped between first and second. That ball missed a home run by a matter of a foot or so.
I'm telling you, it hit coming down. It seemed to hit just below the top of the fence where the screen meets the fence. A high drive to deep left center. And Tommy, who is a real good base runner and very fast, is kicking the bag now down at second base because that was a big play. Howard would have easily gone to second. Stretch possibly could have scored, was a chance to go to third, and that would have put the tying run at second base. But now as it stands, as Yankees at first and second, with one out, the batter is Pepperstone. Pepperstone is 2-for-3, double to right, fly to center, single to right, and here comes Billy Hermann. And they were stalling to give Raddatz a little extra time, and let's see if Hermann is going to bring in Raddatz. I tell you, Howard will never come closer to getting a home run and ending up with one of the longest singles you've ever seen in his life. And it had to be quick thinking by Howard to get back to first. He was better than two-thirds of the way down to second. You can see his spike marks out there in the infield where he had to stop and turn around. And the only thing that saved him was when the throw came into second base. Schilling went to Tad Trace and wasted that fraction of a second. But while we've got time out there, let's turn it over to Joe.
In other baseball, the Washington Senators lead the Detroit Tigers by the score of 5-3 in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Wickersham, Fox, and Nishwick all working for Detroit. Narum and Bridges working for Washington. Horton hit his 18th home run of the year in the fifth with nobody on. Locke in a fourth with one man on. They're going to make a pitching change, and that's the reaction that you hear. Dick Raddatz is going in for the Red Sox to replace Bill Mambo-Chet. At the end of eight innings, it's the Cleveland Indians 4, the Baltimore Orioles 2. Happens against Terry, and the tie, the 2-2 tie, was broken by Leon Wagner, who hit a home run the eighth with a man on. And so did Kansas City, and Chicago, Los Angeles, trying to get underway. In the National League, the St. Louis Cardinals 3, the New York Mets 1 at the end of 4, Perkey for St. Louis. Cisco, Miller, and Kroll all working for New York. Johnny Lewis, the home run in the fourth, with nobody on for the Mets. Cincinnati, 4 foot off, you want at the end of 7. Bill Mambo-Chet gets a nice hand as he walks off the field. Cincinnati, 4 foot off, you want end of 7. Nuts all against Burdett. Burdett has replaced Polinski for the Phillies. Harper, a home run in the fifth with one man on. Milwaukee 4 and Pittsburgh 2 at the end of 5. Fisher against Brennan Law. Rico Cardi, a home run in the fifth with a man on. Bob Bailey hit one for Pittsburgh in the first with nobody on. Chicago 4, San Francisco 3 at the end of 4. Golan replaced Herbal in the second inning for the Giants, and Bob Buell is pitching for the Cubs. Jim Ray Hart, a home run in the third with a man on for San Francisco. Don Landrup in the first with one man on for the Cubs. Los Angeles will use Austin. Houston will pitch Claude Raymond. So that's the baseball as Dick Raddatz comes on with base runners at first and second, one man out, and Joe Pepitone the hitter. Yes, sir, Phil, that's about as long a single as you'll ever see.
Well, I know it is. That's for sure. Big break for the Red Sox, but the Yankees still have the threat going. Pepitone is 2-for-3, and Raddatz is making his 30th appearance of the year. He's won 4 and lost 6, but the big fella's having an off year. His earned run average is 5.56. They don't call him the monster for nothing. He's 6'5", 235 pounds. All right, Raddatz is ready. Pepitone steps in. The Red Sox lead 5-3 here in the top of the eighth. Bill Mambo-Chet worked 7 in the third inning. He gave up 11 hits, didn't walk anybody, struck out 3, and has been charged with 3 runs. The pitch to Pepitone almost hit him. Oh, man, is Pepitone go down? And he turns around, looks out at Raddatz, but with a grin. He doesn't want to make this big fella any madder than he is right now. I'm telling you, there were quick reflexes by Pepitone. Stretch by Raddatz. His pitch, he held up in a tie ball, too. 2-0. And Raddatz was not too happy with that call. Right now, there's very little that's making Raddatz happy. Two balls, no strikes on Joe. stretch. The pitch, he pops it up. The infield fly rule is called. Pepitone is automatically out, and Schilling makes the catch. Gorenas gets a big out, and it'll bring up Pepitone, rather Lopez. Hector single to left in the first inning, driving in two runs. Then he bounces short and hit into a double play. Fresh remains at second. Howard at first. On deck, Roger Rapoport. And Hector Lopez wants the umpire to take a look at the ball. Johnny Wright does, and he's going to throw it out of play. All right, Lopez steps in. Stretch by Raddick. His pitch is high, ball one. First, stretch at second with two outs. Red Sox leading 5-3. The stretch. The pitch is lying to left field, but right at least on. Oh, that ball was really hit. Started to sink at the last second. And Thomas had a bend down to catch it. So for the Yankees in the top of the eighth, no runs, two hits. No Red Sox errors. Two men left at the end of 7.5. It's the Red Sox 5, the Yankees 3.
Winston. Full flavor. Winston. Good taste. That's why.
When I change to Winston, I change for good, because I got good taste like I knew I would.
Winston tastes good like it should.
When you change to Winston, change for good.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette
should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston. Ross Mosquito is going out to play right field in place of Hector Lopez. Hector is standing out there with his hands on his hips. He has not moved as yet. We'll let you know when Hector takes that first step. And Hector's turning around. He's going to go in the bullpen. Very smart move by Lopez. He's not going to run all the way into the dugout. The Yankee bullpen is right in back of him. Takes his glasses off, flips them to Ross Mosquito. And Bob Chiefenauer will be pitching to Tony Conigliaro, Eddie Pursu, and Bob Tillman here in the bottom of the eighth. The Red Sox leading 5-3. That was a home run with a man on that put the Red Sox out in front 4-3 in the fourth inning. And they added another run in the seventh. The pitch to Tony. High outside. Ball one. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. 1-1. If Conigliaro can never cut down on his strikeouts, he's going to be some hitter. Because he's got plenty of power. There's no doubt about that. Strike two. He went after a bad knuckle. He has 16 homers and 38 runs batted in. Another knuckle. He pops this one up. Boyer and Howard over there. Boyer falling and makes the catch right alongside the Yankee dugout. Brings up Eddie Pursu, single to left, line to right, and struck out. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning here at Fenway Park. and Howard's first pitch gets away from Howard, back to the screen, ball one. Joe will give us a wrap-up of all the scores at the end of this inning. Diefenauer's next pitch is swing and a miss, strike one, one and one. That ball really dense. Two at the time. Looks like a butterfly. We up. Big yellow butterfly flying around in front of home plate. The knuckler is outside. Sometimes that knuckleball looks like a butterfly coming in. The way it dances up there. You know, Garrett Giola not only looks like an all-star announcer, but a Hollywood star. He wears these dark sunglasses. Mysterious looking. Line drive to right field. Machida makes the play. Holy cow, I want to tell you. That youngster came up with a gem right there. He had no business catching that ball. It was a low line drive, and he got as low to the ground without sliding as anybody I've ever seen, and made a running one-hand catch inches from the ground. Beautiful play. Almost all the way into first base after making that play. That's how fast he was going. And here's Stillman. One for three. Double the right his last time up.
The amazing thing about that catch, Bill, is it was sinking away from him. and he was running almost parallel to the ground.
Still and you. Knucker inside, ball two. Two and nothing. Hamilton is throwing in the Yankee bullpen. Two out, nobody on. 5-3, the Red Sox lead. There's the strike on the outside corner. 2-1. On deck is Dick Raddick. Diefenauer's pitch foul. To the left of the plate, 2-2. For the Red Sox ball boy, really hustling. He's got about eight balls in his back pocket. He really looks funny running with his pocket sagging, almost hitting his back of his heels. Little fella. The pitch outside, 3-2.
Looks like his body's got the mumps. He's got bulges all over him.
It's a full count on Tillman. A line drive base hit to center field. Actually, it wasn't a real line drive. He hit it off the end of the bat with a lot of English, but it went right over second base. Nobody could get it. Third hit off Diefenauer. And here is Dick Raddatz. And I guess Raddatz is wondering. They are really getting on him here. A fair hitter, though. He's been up 15 times with five base hits. That's a 333 average. That's him right-handed. Fouls one off the end of the bat. Right in the Red Sox dugout. Strike one. He has one home run and one run batted in. The next pitch is low, 1-1. Diefenauer set. Delivers low, ball two. 2-1. Each team has 11 base hits. Tillman with a short lead at first. There's a swing and a miss. Strike two, 2-2. Gets the sign from Howard. Now he's ready. Foul tip. Back to the screen. for now rubs up the new ball. See, the Yankees will have the bottom third of their order coming up in the top of the ninth. Knuckler is over, strike three, ball. Raddatz is called out, shaking his head a little bit, thought it might have been outside. Well, the Red Sox, no runs, one hit, no Yankee errors, one man left. And at the end of eight, it's the Red Sox 5, the Yankees 3, and now we turn the mic over to Joe Cooper as we pause for station identification. From Joe G.
Okay, Phil, in the Detroit-Washington game, it's at the end of 7 now. It's Washington 6, Detroit 3. Lock a two-run homer. Horton has a home run in the fifth with nobody on. That's Horton's 18th home run of the year. Fine against Sherry, both in relief. Final score, Cleveland 4, Baltimore 2. Pappas the loser, Terry the winner. Wagner home run the 8th with one man on. That was a big blast. And Cleveland, now they have won 18 of their last 22. 19 out of 23. Leon Wagner, a big home run. Terry gave up 6 hits. Pappas gave up only 7, the real pitcher's battle. Minnesota will use Pasquale. Kansas City will use Talbot in that game. Chicago and Los Angeles not get underway. St. Louis 4, Mets 1. Murphy all the way for St. Louis. Kroll in relief for the Mets. Buchek home on the 6th with nobody on. So it's at least a 5-1 ball game now. St. Louis still batting. Lewis in the 4th with nobody on for the Mets. End of 8 now. It's Cincinnati 4, Philadelphia 1. Nuts all against Burdette. Burdette in relief for Valinsky. Harper has a 2-run homer. Milwaukee 4 and Pittsburgh 2. Fisher against Law. Pagliaroni a home run in the 5th. Bailey in the 1st. Rico Carty had one for the Braves in the 5th with a man on. Chicago 4 and San Francisco 3 again. The 4th, Bolden against McDaniel, 4th in the lead. Carter 2-run homer. Landrum a 2-run homer. Los Angeles 1, Houston nothing. Bottom of the 2nd off scene against Raymond. That's it, Phil.
All right, Joe, here's Roger Rapole. 0-3 today. Swings and misses a fastball, strike 1. Roger is struck out, foul to the catcher, and flies deep to center field. The Yankees need 2 to tie here in the top of the ninth. As Dick Raddatz, firing those little BBs up there to the plate. Wines delivers, swinging a foul, hit back. Nothing in 2. Boyer is on deck, and then we'll have a pinch hitter for Bob Tiefenauer. And Jake Gibbs is running in from the bullpen. We'll wait and see, though. Pitch, swing, and a miss, strike 3. On that pitch, Raddatz came more overhand than we've ever seen him throw. He's been throwing a sidearm, almost underhand. First strikeout for Raddatz, and it brings up Boyer. Cleats been red hot. Singled in the 2nd, singled in the 4th, and doubled in the 7th. 3-for-3 for Boyer, who has an 11-game hitting streak. Cleats talking to Johnny Rice. He wants to make sure he's settled in the plate before that Raddatz is ready to pitch. Actually, Raddatz doesn't have to look for a sign. He just rears back and fires. Pitch to Boyer. Cleats starts the bunt, takes a strike. And Jake Gibbs is coming out on deck, swinging a couple of bats. Pitch fouled back to the screen, strike 2. That's 5 straight strikes that Raddatz has thrown this inning. 3 to Repose, 2 to Boyer. Now, when he can throw as hard as he does, there's no sense wasting. One out in the top of the ninth, the Red Sox lead 5-3. Raddatz winds, delivers way outside, ball 1. Next pitch is hit in the air to left field. Didn't get the good wood on it. Thomas is right there, moving in now and makes the catch. He hit that one near the handle. It's two out, and here's Jake Gibbs batting for Bob Tiefenauer. Gibbs batting .333. Been up six times with two base hits, one double. Bobby Richardson on deck. So the Yankees down to their last out here in the top of the ninth inning. Raddatz delivers, is swinging a miss, strike one. Gibbs takes a couple extra swings outside the batter's box, trying to get real loose. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. One fastball was outside, one he crowded on. So it's nothing and two. Raddatz winds, kicks, delivers, foul, back off the screen. Hand already. His pitch low and inside. One ball, two strikes. Not too many people leaving the ballpark. Quite a few have gotten up, but they're standing in the aisles. The one ball, two strike pitch. Struck him out. A high fastball, and Raddatz retires the Yankees in order. The ball game is over. The final score, the Red Sox 5, the Yankees 3, and Joe Garagiola will be right back in 1 minute with the totals and the highlights.
We're honored once again to be broadcasting from the cave of the incredible 2,500-year-old brewmaster. Sir, we think that today's Valentine beer is the best beer yet. I wonder, were you around when the very first beer was invented?
Oh, yes.
And when was that?
Well, it was in the year 4.5 months. It wasn't even a year yet when beer was invented. It wasn't even a year. And I'll never forget that beer. It was mainly foam. It was such foam. It was so much foam that you had to drink for 2 days before you got to the beer.
Whereas with Ballantine beer...
But Ballantine is just enough foam and just enough beer. And it's loaded with all kinds of wonderful flavors. It's the beer with spirit. Are you the man from Ballantine?
Yes, I am.
Why am I telling you this? You should be telling
me. I'm delighted to hear you tell me
You're
this.
Some dummy.
If you want to start living a life that's livelier, live it with spirit.
Ballantine beer. There's more spirit to it.
This ball game is wrapped up in the pitching of Mambo Kett and Dick Raddatz, and some timely hitting, especially by Conigliaro and Mancia.